Hello. Welcome to our second round of review, guys. So we are going to look at the sentences and structures from Unit 6 until Unit 10. Okay, so this time I'm going to focus a little bit on reminding you guys how to use each tense. Okay, so present tense, future tense, and how, and some little specific things. Okay, guys? So our first sentence is already there. It sounds like you've thought this through. Here we have like used as a way to express similarity. Okay, so sounds like, it means that what I hear is giving me a certain information, and it sounds like you've thought this through means parece que você pensou bem nisso, okay? Thought this through means think about something to the detail, okay? Com detalhes. Thought this through, pensou nisso com detalhes, planejou muito bem. Equivalente seria you've planned this a lot, you've got everything planned, okay? You've thought this through. And so, similar to sounds like, we have looks like when visually it seems like something is true. Or we have acts like, age como for, so for example, or we can say it in continuous, you are acting like you've thought this through. Você está agindo como se você tivesse planejado muito isso, okay? So we add like to other verbs. So we have sounds like, looks like, acts like. And it's really common, okay, guys? It's really a day-to-day kind of thing. And as you guys can see here, the rest of the sentence is in present perfect. You've thought this through. Why are we using present perfect here? Because it doesn't matter when you thought about this. What I'm saying is, at some moment in the past, you thought about this a lot, okay? So I just say, you've thought this through. Let's see the pronunciation one more time. It sounds like you've thought this through. It sounds like you've thought this through. You've thought this through. Okay, so be careful with the THs. And when do we use the present simple? So we use present simple to talk about general facts, about general obligations at the moment, something that is somebody's responsibility now, and to give instructions and directions, okay? So you can say, for example, this is a tough job. This is a general fact, so I use present simple. This is a tough job. This button turns on the AC. This is an instruction or just a general fact as well, depending on the way you see it. This button turns on the AC. We are giving instructions or saying general facts, so we use present simple. Okay, so be careful. Sometimes we have a tendency to use future forms when it's not necessary, for example, when we're giving instructions and saying general facts, and especially when we are talking about routines, okay, guys? So if you're talking about something you do on your routine during your day-to-day life, you will always use present simple. So, for example, I fill up my water bottle before working, for example. Eu encho minha garrafa de água antes de trabalhar. This is something I do every day, so I use present simple. Okay, guys? Be careful so you use it at the right moments. And remember that in present simple, we have to adjust according to who is doing the action, okay? So if it's he, she, or it, I fill up my water bottle, she fills up her water bottle. Okay, guys, just to remind you, she fills up her water bottle. If it was he fills up his water bottle. Ele enche a garrafa de água dele. Forgot the bottle here. Okay? All right. So I'm going to leave in the PDF a few more sentences in present simple, just so you guys pay attention to that little detail. Okay? So yes, this sentence starts in present simple and ends in present perfect. Okay? But this is just because I'm stating a fact that happened at some moment in the past, in the second half of the sentence, okay? So our next sentence is, we've been putting a lot of effort into safety training. So effort means esforço, okay? So put effort into is colocar esforço em alguma coisa. So we say other things like not worth the effort, não vale o esforço, okay? So you can say this detail is not worth the effort. Esse detalhe não vale o esforço. That's the expression. And we have to put some extra effort into this. Okay, so we can say some extra effort, some special effort, um esforço a mais, um esforço especial. And just a little detail that some companies and some schools or universities, they give effort awards, okay? So it's an award for your effort, um prêmio pelo seu esforço. So even if you don't win or it was a competition or something, they give effort awards, prêmios por esforço. It's an interesting thing that we don't have here in Brazil usually. And just to remind you guys about the detail there, into. So the difference between to and into is that into expresses a movement directed to the inside of something, okay? And to is just movement generally and not necessarily into the inside, okay? So into is a little more specific. So we have the beginning of the sentence there. We've been putting, we use have been plus ing to say something you've been doing continuously for the recent period, okay? So I've been, you can do anything with this. I've been staying home lately. This is something that is happening continuously during this recent period of time, okay? So something happening continuously recently. I've been blah, blah, blah. She has been staying home lately. He has been staying home lately. We have been staying home lately. Okay, so remember that the have changes when we use he, she, or it. And so let's go to our next sentence. Our third sentence is, it would help us all if you shared your experiences. So let's break this down into parts. When do we use would? So would is considered a conditional. So we can use it to talk about hypothetical situations. So what the sentence here, if you shared your experience, what would happen? O que hipoteticamente aconteceria se você compartilhasse sua experiência? It would help us all. Ajudaria todos nós se você compartilhasse a sua experiência. And let's see, some other uses of would. So, would, I would help you if you were here. I would help you if you were here. Eu te ajudaria se você estivesse aqui. So, para uma coisa acontecer, depende de outra. So, we use would. And the other really common use of would is something we talked about in our last review, which is to make requests and offers. So, would you please do something? Okay. And it's, those are the two most common uses, but remember that when we use would as a conditional, is usually followed by a verb in the past tense, okay? So like the example there, I would help you if you were here. Eu te ajudaria se você estivesse aqui. Those verbs in the past are those estivesse, okay? I would help you if you were here. She would come if she wasn't sick. So we have the past here. Conditional plus past, okay? So would in the first part of the sentence and simple past in the second half, or we can do it the other way. If she wasn't sick, she would come. Okay? So those two orders are a possibility and are both equally common. All right, guys? And the last thing about this sentence is when we use the verb help, if we're talking about helping somebody, we have to add that somebody right after the verb, okay? So, he helps them. Ele ajuda ele. Eles. We help my manager every day. So who do we help? My manager. So I have to add it right next to the verb help. Okay, so be careful when you are trying to add prepositions or something. It's really simple. Just add the who is helped next to the verb. Okay. And our next sentence is, I think we might see some pretty big changes around the office. Here we have might. Might is a model that is used to express something that you think will happen, but you are not sure at all. Okay, so you're not sure, you don't have evidence that that's going to happen, but you are saying it's a possibility. So I think we might see some pretty big changes around the office. Eu acho que a gente pode, talvez, ver algumas mudanças bem grandes no escritório, ao redor do escritório, né? And we have quite here, we have pretty big here, and remember that we talked about in our last review class, if it was in British English, it would be quite big. In American English, we use pretty, with the same sense that quite has in British English. So, for example, we might need to redo this. This is just a hypothesis, okay? So you're not sure, you're making an assumption, you don't have evidence, so we use might. And just a little something that I wanted to tell you guys here is some other ways to say I think, okay? So be careful to not be repetitive saying I think this, I think that. Oh, but I think that's not right. I think that's the best option. It can get repetitive, all right? So some options are in my opinion. So you don't keep saying I think. In my opinion, the office is going to change a lot. In my opinion, these changes are going to be good. Or you can say another really common way, the way I see it. The way I see it, these changes are going to be really good for the office. The way I see it, we need to redo the project. The way I see it, the project is perfect. So these are a few options so you don't keep saying I think all the time, okay? It's not wrong, of course, it's correct to say I think, but you should vary a little bit so you're not repetitive. Okay, so let's go to our next sentence, guys. Our next sentence is, it's not going to be easy, but I can't wait to get to work. Okay, so here we have going to. Going to is one of three forms to speak in the future. We have present continuous, will, and going to. So we use going to when we're talking about predictions and plans, okay? So for example, here we have a prediction. It's not going to be easy. Não vai ser fácil. We also use going to make predictions about the weather, to make predictions about people's reactions, to make predictions about results. So for example, you start to implement a new technique into something you do at work, and you can say, I think it's going to work well. You're making a prediction, so we use going to. Okay, so, or in my opinion, it's going to work well. So we don't say good thing all the time. In my opinion, it's going to work well. So you're making a prediction, so we're going to use going to. And we have the expression here, I can't wait. We have mal posso esperar in Portuguese. But I think I can't wait is even more common. So I can't wait to get started. I can't wait to do this trial run. I can't wait to see the new program. I can't wait to see the new interface. So something you are positively expecting, okay? So it's usually positive. And we can say eager to, okay? With the same meaning. So I'm eager to get started. Or you can say, I'm excited to get started. It's basically the same meaning, but I would say that the most common in day-to-day situations is, I can't wait. But it's good to have options, so eager and excited have the kind of, express the same feeling, okay? And another thing here is get to. So we know this as have the opportunity to, so he doesn't get to participate in our meetings. Ele não tem oportunidade de participar das nossas reuniões. He doesn't get to participate in our meetings. And another use is arrive, okay? These are the two most common. So have the opportunity to and arrive. So we can say, for example, what time are you going to get there? What time are you going to get there? Que horas você vai chegar lá? Okay, so get to can mean have the opportunity to or arrive somewhere. Okay, I'm finally going to have the opportunity to work on this project, this new idea that we had. Okay, guys, so in the PDF of this class, we will have some more examples of the things that we focused on for like might and going to and present simple and would. But I'm not going to talk about them all here, but just so you guys see other times when we used that structure with the use that I mentioned. Okay, so that was our first review class. This one was focused on our business in focus classes. And our next one is going to be about native talk. And if you have any questions, leave them down here. And remember to watch the live classes, participate in the community, and always ask when you have questions. Okay, guys? If you need more examples of these things that I mentioned here, you can ask, no problem. Okay? So, see you next time. Bye-bye.